What's good, family, and welcome to the Black Baseball Mixtape, the podcast where you'll hear directly from Black professionals in baseball about what it's like to be at the top of the game. The Black Baseball Mixtape is brought to you by its partners, Stilo Sports, the Players Alliance, Barrentia 21, Numbers Game. If you are interested in partnering with the Black Baseball Mixtape on a creative project or a sponsorship, please contact us at theblackbaseballmixtape@gmail.com. When it comes to Black baseball players playing at these high levels, every individual's journey is different. Yet, you can also find some commonalities in most cases, whether it's location, whether it's experience. On this episode, we're going to be talking to Daniel Jett Johnson, an outfielder for the Norfolk Tide. He continues in a tradition of Black professional baseball players coming out of the Bay Area. When we're talking about the Bay Area and Black baseball, we're talking about some of the best that have ever done it, whether it's Ricky Henderson, Dave Stewart, Frank Robinson, Joe Morgan, CeCe Sabathia. They've all come from the Bay Area and claim it and rep it very, very hard. Daniel Johnson played on some of those same Little League fields growing up and reps the Oakland Bay Area to the fullest. Hear his journey right now on the Black Baseball Mixtape. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Black Baseball Mixtape. I'm your boy Cheats. I am live at Harbor Park. I got my man Daniel Johnson, DJ Jet. He got everything. He got the swag going. He got the ice on right now. How do you feel, man? I know opening weekend is always a big spectacle. This particular team won the AAA 2023 International League Championship last year. I know you're newer coming to this situation, but what'd you make of last night's opening day festivities, being able to check everything out?
It was crazy. I mean, a crazy atmosphere. With them winning last year and everything like that, it was pretty nice to be a part of. You know, they get some good players here. You know, got a lot of young guys, but they're really good young guys. So it's fun to watch them play. You know, me being on the veteran side now, it's kind of nice to like see the guys coming up and, you know, playing like that's what we once did when we were that age.
It was an electric, you're right, it was an electric atmosphere. This lineup from top to bottom, from top to bottom, this Tides lineup is stacked. The reserves are stacked. Everybody in the organization is stacked. When you see that as a vet, obviously, what goes through your mind when you're looking at, obviously, the situation that you're in, playing in the outfield? You were up spring training for a good while, like the last minutes. So what was that experience like, just being around, obviously coming to this season as a vet, but seeing, hey, look, Baltimore looks like this, Norfolk looks like this, Bowie looks like this. It's a pretty stacked organization to be in.
You see it and you're like, damn, like I got a lot of guys, but like also it gives you like a sense of, you know, wanting to go out there and play, you know, like kind of prove yourself. You know, it gives you that sense of motivation, you know, and not in a malicious way. You don't want anybody to go down or anything like that, but like you know, you want to contribute too. So for me, that's what I thought about this spring training, you know, coming here, how can I contribute to the team, you know, because we all want to do the same thing. We all want to be up there, but we're here now, so how can we all contribute, you know, to be the best version of ourselves?
And again, that's a good point and a great segue, because when you look at your career path to this date, a lot of ups, some challenges as well. You I know it's all about like, I gotta control what I gotta control. How do you go about doing that? Because baseball is such a game where you do gotta control what you gotta control. There's also still feels like there's always outside, there's mental. How do you stay focused and just kind of maintain the way that you gotta go about approaching the game every day?
Well, there's always gonna be, you know, challenges and adversity. You know, it never stops. For me, I just try to take it one day at a time. You know, I try to be present as much as I can, not think about the past or the future, just trying to be where my feet are, be present, and, you know, just think about the task at hand. You know, I try not to worry about what I can't control. You know, that's the biggest part about controlling what you can control, not worrying about what you can't control, because the more you're worried about it, the more it just weighs on your mind. There's nothing you can do about it, but just think about it. So try to control what you control and only think about that and just be present, you know.
Let's take it back just a little bit. Let's ask just early days. how did you fall in love with baseball? As we look around with Black Baseball Mixtape, we're always trying to encourage our young brothers and sisters to get into the game. Where did it start for you?
Really started when I was, I'm from Oakland, California. It started there. I mean, I grew up playing every sport. You know, we go outside all day. You learn how to play everything out there, you know.
I like it.
But really, baseball came about, and it wasn't like a – I remember I was watching, and I was like, Mom, I want to play that. You know, I want to play baseball. And something about just hitting the ball, you know, I just fell in love with it. You know, outside all the time, I would go get a bat and a ball. I want to hit the ball. And it was just one that I, you know, fell in love with. I like basketball, football, all that coming up, but, you know, I wasn't 6 feet tall. You know, I stopped playing football. So it's like, you know, I want to, you know, actually, like, take this baseball stuff seriously and see what I can make out of it.
So growing up in Oakland, there's a lot of baseball history. There are a lot of Black baseball history there as well. Was it a situation where you got to play with other Black and brown kids growing up? Or, you know, baseball can be an isolated experience, especially the older you get. Did you have the opportunity to play with other Black kids growing up?
Yes. When I first started in Oakland, I played with pretty much all, you know, Black and brown kids, which obviously it felt like I would be more at home, you know, being from Oakland, California. But quickly it changed. You know, once you start, you know, once I took it seriously, I started playing. I moved away to a different city in the Bay Area. But as I just kept going up, you know, it started being less and less of us. It wasn't really a problem. It's just something that, you know, it's part of it. I noticed it, you know. But it really didn't change how I felt about the game, you know, being in new changes of scenery. I'm actually glad it happened because, you know, being this far now, it's constantly changing wherever you go. You go play winter ball, you go play, you know, in Japan, Korea, it's constantly changing where you're a minority to some degree. So you kind of just roll with the punches. You know?
What's the key for you in those situations? You always seem to be, you seem very comfortable here. You seem very yourself. What's the key to staying comfortable, especially when the environment's always changing, you're looking around? How do you kind of just make sure that you're your best self?
Really, I just think about it as it's temporary, you know? Like, it's like after the, I mean, whatever happens, like it's things gonna be okay. You know, we're playing a game. I'll try to have fun. That's the biggest thing. I try to interact with people and have fun. Yeah, I'm minority somewhere, or maybe somebody else is somewhere else. You know, so I just try to have as much fun as I can, and you know, make myself present in the locker room or I'm on the field. That's the best way for me to, you know, kind of adapt to the new situation.
DJ, when did you realize like you're playing for fun? You're playing with your crew. You're playing with your boys. You moved away, took a little bit more serious, like you said, but when did you realize, I can do this? This is something I might be able to do for a career.
Honestly, it wasn't until, like, my junior year of college.
What?
Yeah.
That's bad late.
Yeah, really, I was a late bloomer. I was a very late bloomer. Like, I wasn't always New Mexico State.
Okay.
So I went to school with Bradish.
Okay.
He was a freshman, I was a junior.
Okay.
So I wasn't always the best growing up in baseball. It was a lot of guys who, I was small, a lot of guys who were just, you know, just physically better than me.
Yeah.
And which is fine, but I mean, once I got to college, I mean, it's something like clicked, I remember. It was my sophomore year, I went to play summer ball, and something clicked for me. And from there, it just kind of took off, got to my junior year, you know, a bunch of accolades, and had a really, really good season. And I remember specifically I had a interview with one of the, like a little meeting with one of like the area scouts, little questionnaires all day, every day, all they want to do that. And they were like, I'm like, so what do they predict me going in, like what round? I have no idea about this whole draft process, anything like that. And they're like, we got you going top five rounds. And I'm like, oh, like it's like that. Like,
this is
real. I'm like, okay, well, at that point, I'm like, well, I think I can make a career out of this if I just keep pushing, you know?
And then
that was, from there, I'm like, yo, let's just see how far we can get with this. So.
Let me ask this. We're two more questions. I'll get you out of here. So that's when you started taking it serious. When was the first moment you were like, yo, oh, snap. Like, this is different. I'm in the pro. Like, was it somebody you're training with walk in? You get a call. When was that first moment where you're like, yo, this is not college. This ain't pop. What? This is the pros.
I think my first moment was when I got drafted by the Nationals. And they would have some of the minor league guys come over to the big league side, whether it was base running, some couple of things. And I remember I go over there and we're base running. They're doing like first and third, something like that. And we're kind of mixing in with them. And it's like Daniel Murphy right there. And I'm just like, yo, like this is like, yo, like this is the show. Like,
yeah.
Like you got Harper in right.
Yeah.
You got Rendon at third. It was Trey Turner's there. Scherzer's on the mound, like practicing. I'm just like, yo, I'm with the big dogs right now. Like, this is a high, this is as high as it gets. So yeah. That's when I kind of knows, okay, this is real. Like, this is where I want to be, though, at the same time.
That's
but
awesome,
it was,
man.
It wasn't like a culture shock, but it was kind of like a shock, like, oh, like, we're here. I'm mixed in with them right now. Yeah. So
I love to ask people about the big three. They're big three, whether it's in you know, we're always talking about hip hop. We're talking about the big three. We're talking about sports, big three. Think back into your growing up in baseball. Who was your big three? Who was the baseball guys you looked up to? And tell me a little bit about why they were your big three.
I mean, being from Oakland, Ricky Henderson, obviously. I just watched him play a lot. Barry Bonds, Ken Griffey. You know, those are the guys I didn't watch that much baseball, you know, growing up. I would go to a lot of games, a lot of A's games. I mean, I kind of just watched everything, though. It wasn't like, because baseball, I'm the first athlete in my family. So, like, baseball wasn't really big in my family, like, or even in the sports. If I wanted to watch it, I had to go out and venture out. But I just remember whenever I watched it, I would always see those three guys all the time. And I was like, yo, like, I like this guy. And they're black guys, too. So it made it, you know.
Yeah. How do we get more of our community in the game, interested in the game? I do feel like it's turning a little bit. Yeah. I feel like more of our culture is talking about baseball, even this season.
Right.
And we got to keep rolling that ball slowly uphill. What would you like? How do we do some of that? What do you think is necessary to get more black and brown kids to play the game?
We just got to keep showing our passion for it. Us now, you know, us being the pros, because when we were kids, that's what we looked up to. All the players that were in the MLB, whether it was college, like, that's the players we looked up to. So we got to be that next role model for those little kids and show them that, yo, we can really, you can do this too. You know, I was you when I was little. And if we show that passion, that kind of carries over. It's like a ripple effect, you know, domino effect. It goes down. Same as it did for us when we were that age.
Absolutely. We're going to leave it there with DJ. Look, this is the Black Baseball Mixtape. I got DJ Daniel Johnson right here. Look. You don't want to miss this one. Great interview. We'll be right back after this.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you like this episode, please do us a favor and subscribe, leave a review, whether it's on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, anywhere you get your podcasts. Doing so will help us get more exposure out into the world and share the message of black baseball at all of these wonderful levels. Keep it locked to our Instagram page, Black Baseball Mixtape. There's a lot of new content coming every day. If you're really interested in talking black baseball with a community of fans, all fans that enjoy black culture in the game, please DM me. Join our absolutely free group chat on Discord. We have an amazing community of baseball fans talking black baseball every day. We would love for you to join. Again, thanks to our sponsors and everyone that's helped out the show this week. We'll catch you again next week.